B-Pod Studios.
Attention, everyone. Attention, everyone. It's Principal Roy, and it's time to start our day.
If you can't get a good selfie after four, quit.
I listen to y'all all the time. I love you guys. I even got my boyfriend listening, too.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
Good morning!
Good morning.
And there you go. Good day, good night. Goodbye. See everybody. What's up? Nothing. I'm in good spirits. We're going to Loso Live tonight. Go hang out with some teachers. Queen Park Social.
And everyone else. It's not just teachers.
Right. I mean, listen, there'll be a lot of people there, but we've asked and encouraged teachers to come hang with us as school starts. So I have back to school today for Ruby. She's going to pre-K.
That's exciting.
She's going 3 days a week. And then I have Dean's back to school at 3. So I'll be sure to yell to all the teachers in the hallway at the elementary school, hey, follow me to QPS. We'll buy you a couple cocktails. Lorraine's credit card, of course.
It's easy with a couple cocktails. I'll rack up a big bill.
I meant we'll buy a couple of you a cocktail.
There we go.
Yeah. Oh, man. If you missed it yesterday, Lorraine made a big announcement. We will recap that coming up in just about 20 minutes. But what's going on in your world today, Lorraine?
So I think Apple has gotten back in my good graces.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys were not in good graces.
On the outs. We were on the outs. Well, all of my Apple products, like, basically took a big poo at the same time. Mm-hmm. So
they plan that, don't they?
I think so. You know, you do the update on your phone, and I had an older iPhone, and I was like, well, I'm going to upgrade because I'm available for an upgrade. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going to go do that. I need the new computers to come out because my laptop is about to go too. Like, it literally shuts off in the middle of me doing something. It's like, I quit.
Annoying.
I quit.
Need update.
Yeah. No, because if I do the update, the whole thing won't work. Like, it's that old that it will just crash.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went to Apple yesterday to get a new iPhone. And number one, they tried to talk me out of it because the new one is coming out soon, I guess. And I was like, I don't need the newest one. I just need a phone that works. It was so easy to switch everything over yesterday. And the last time I was in there, it took hours.
I had
both kids with me, cash on my back, one in the stroller. This guy's like, you got your hands full there, huh? I'm like, yeah, can we hurry this up? He had me in and out in no time.
I've always had easy transitions.
Well, Lorraine's got thousands of pictures.
Yeah,
well, but I have it everything on the cloud, so just everything just automatically downloads.
Like, he sent me home with it. He didn't set it up there because Apple's doing that, like, 15-minute, like, face-to-face
COVID
time
thing.
Now. Yeah, COVID
the
thing.
Booth.
So, but he, like, literally wrote out exactly what I needed to do, and I was like, thank you. Like, nobody's ever helped me like that.
Are you AT&T?
No, Verizon.
Why not go to a Verizon store?
I went to a Verizon store first.
And
the guy was like, no, you need this phone, and we don't have it here. You have to go to the Apple store. Like, Verizon made it so confusing. Yeah, Apple made it very streamlined.
I'm AT&T, and I love that because there's AT&T stores, like, all over Ballantyne.
Yeah.
There's a new one that I went to the other day, and when I updated my wife's phone, they transferred everything over in no time. It was cool. And they let me watch TV.
Nice.
What do you mean they let you watch TV?
They have, like, AT&T TV on the wall. And they gave you the remote.
I mean, how long were you there?
Probably 20 minutes with all the paperwork and with the switchover.
See, there wasn't even, like, real paperwork. Like, I just did it on the phone, like, signed it all electronically.
You signed it on the iPad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It was dinner time. I wasn't ready to rush back home, so I was like, give me the remote. I'll hang out here for a little bit.
What are they, like, you won't leave?
Yeah.
Like, the guy just keeps hanging out watching our TV.
He's watching the worst shows. He's watching tennis and Road Wars 2000.
Oh, these guys are trying to get me out of there. They're like, these two kids. Like, this one's screaming, this one's climbing.
That's funny.
What about you, Roy boy?
Yesterday, I went suit shopping because I got some weddings on the front, and then I was devastated by the news of Garth Brooks canceling.
Right in the pants. That was such a kick.
I'm devastated because he's canceling. It's not rescheduling. It's canceling.
Well, because he wants to give people their money back.
Can you give us the option, though? Because I worked really hard for those tickets. Yeah. Like, you had to sit in a queue for hours.
Yeah. No. Everybody gets their money back.
Ugh.
That's horrible.
So annoying.
So I said I'm going to have my own backyard concert with Garth.
You having him come over?
Yep. Fully vaxxed. And
Garth Cooks.
Garth Cooks, an impersonator. And, you know, going to do, my buddy Opie's going to come in town, and we're going to do our own little
shindig. That weekend?
Yep. We're still going to keep it going.
Nice. You're going to go down to the Bank of America Stadium, start there, and then head back to your plane.
Yeah.
Well, I did mention yesterday that somebody with no told me that it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And she's good with country music stuff, and she's on the inside.
Yeah, I know. I tried calling her yesterday, too, to talk about it.
Oh, yeah? She didn't respond?
No. She didn't answer my
phone. She loves chatting.
But now I found out Lorraine wants to be part of my Garth Brooks concert, and so now I'm going to try to make her host it.
Me?
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if she can in her yard because it's such a nice area.
Yeah.
You know, my area, you got mosquitoes and bugs. But for some odd reason, she's in a bubble where she lives.
Nicole, you want in on the Garth
Brooks?
She's
got a backyard that's
listener party.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, do you have a really nice porch out there?
I got a better idea. Why don't you guys go to a Bank of America parking lot?
And just tailgate with some Garth Brooks music.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like you're going to be at Bank of America Stadium. You go to Bank of America parking lot.
I don't think Bank of America parking lot is going to want a bonfire.
Yeah.
You can't they close at 5. Banker's hours.
You can't really listen to Garth Brooks without a fire, right?
All right. Were you going to that show?
No, I wasn't.
I'm not really that interested. I'm sure it's good. And like, if somebody had tickets.
Not.
But if somebody had tickets, they're like, you want to roll, I'd roll. But I'm not buying them, you know.
Sterling is in Cincinnati. So Garth was supposed to go to Cincinnati before Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all the white people act like somebody just died. He's like, everyone is depressed in this city.
That's funny.
He's like, the white people are so, they're like hunched over, sad.
And he can tell that it's because of Garth. Yeah. Listen, it's a sad day for people.
Yeah.
Because it's been postponed so many times, I get it. But I do take pleasure in watching Lorraine suffer from it.
Lorraine,
I'm sorry. I don't know why.
And
it's
me?
Just because you tried so hard. Yeah, both of you. I guess it's exciting. But Lorraine was more animated on the text chain yesterday.
Oh, so mad.
I was mowing my yard, I got a little smile. And then I thought to myself, and of course we're hosting Loso Live tonight. And it's the first night of mask mandate in 6 months or whatever, 3 months. It's just our luck.
COVID numbers are huge.
Yeah. But yeah. I posted a meme yesterday that said, wear a mask. We're not asking you to wear a Nickelback t-shirt. And I got a lot of laughs, and then I got a lot of sheep emojis, and I'd rather wear Nickelback than wear a mask, you know. So here we are again.
Well,
nobody's
learned.
Well,
I guess we'll just continue to live this way, Ben.
Yeah, of course. This is it. But that's the thing. The people that don't want to wear masks are like, this is how we're going to live.
Yeah, okay.
I tweeted that if I one day discover that masks were ineffective and this was all a hoax, I'll sleep well knowing my motive was to love my neighbor as myself.
Amen, Roy.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, way better than your little stupid Nickelback comment.
Okay, the Nickelback shirt was better.
I'm just staying out of it. All I know is I don't want to wear a mask forever.
Forget it.
So let's keep this train rolling.
It's never going to eradicate.
Because we're dumb. We could eradicate it.
We could, but not everybody's going to get the vaccine. And by the FDA is doing no favors, not
approving
this thing through.
I know.
So I got to be honest, if you don't want to do it till the FDA approves it, then I get.
But hey, when the FDA approves it, your butt better be in line.
Better be ready. Real quick, I was going to say the one thing I was going to tell you is, did you ever think you did something and then you found out later that you didn't do it? Your dog's hitting on
me. I know. She came right over there.
Always in the morning, she comes over to me. So last night, I know for a fact I put the little pouch in the dishwasher, closed it, and started it. Like, I put my wine glass in there the last thing. I was the last one to bed, and I closed it and started it. And then this morning I woke up, the washing machine was open, the thing was in it, my wine glass was in it, but it wasn't closed and started.
What'd you do?
I don't know what happened.
Too much wine, that's what you did.
No, I really didn't. I woke up and I'm like, what? What did I do? And what I think happened was, at the same moment that I was getting ready to do that, I thought to myself, go move the stuff from the washer to the dryer, because you'll forget to do that. And then I forgot to
keep doing what you were doing.
It's what I wanted to do, not what I actually
did. You need a diagnosis. Isn't that ADHD or something?
What'd you say?
Yep.
All right. Welcome to a Thursday with MRL.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Manny Ryan Lauren Morning Show. Y'all give a shout out to two people who listen to the show every morning at 6 a.m. Kinsley and Chandler.
Hey, Kinsley. Hey, Chandler.
Today will be their last day listening at 6 a.m. With Mom. Since they start back to school on Monday, their names are Kinsley and Chandler.
Now I want to know their schedules a little bit more. Like, why is today the last day?
Because they probably get on a bus.
Yeah, their schedule changes back to school on Monday. They might be a little later.
Okay.
You know, so last night.
It's Thursday, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm like, wonder what's going on tomorrow.
I don't know. Can you just say hi to Kinsley and Chandler?
Hi, Kinsley and Chandler. I hope you have a good Friday. It's a big mystery.
And text us on why you can't listen tomorrow, because Roy will be stuck on that all morning.
Right, yeah. Please answer that question. We're going to talk about Ren's big announcement she made yesterday at 7. Don't go anywhere. You probably missed it if you only listen in the 6 o'clock hour.
I absolutely love you guys. My husband and I listen every morning. You are entertainment on the way to work.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Loren, big announcement yesterday for those of you that listen maybe up until 7 and you don't ever hear on the other side of 7. We get it.
Yeah.
Schedule calls. You can always listen to us on the stream, at work, on the Kiss 95.1 app, or on Amazon Alexa.
Mm-hmm. I did. I called a family meeting yesterday, and I announced that I will be staying with the show.
Yay! It was evidently in question because you couldn't find childcare.
Yes. And luckily, we were able to lock up some long-term childcare, and that person will be starting with us on Friday.
Yeah, her name's Laura, and she's an au pair, and this is the message we played yesterday that she sent to Loren.
Hello, my name is Laura. I'm 21 years old. I'm from Colombia, and I'm very, very, very excited to be your future au pair.
Au pair.
Yep.
21, younger than Elena, your other au pair, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good, though, because you have a young kid. She needs to be young and spry so she can run around.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. Mm-hmm. Elena was young at heart. Like, she was like a big kid. And I enjoyed sometimes just as much watching her experience something for the first time as my children.
Yeah.
So
that's good news. So the long-term care continues, which means Loren will continue on the show. So many moms reached out to us on social media and on text just saying, like, they understood, even though they don't have an au pair, they understood the childcare situation. Forget who you're using.
Right.
Whether you're using a daycare or a nanny. And all those options are off the table for you because of the hours that you work.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my mom had to be a stay-at-home mom because of that stuff, you know.
So my mom did, too, because my dad was a pilot, you know. And what are you going to do when he flies if you have a job? It's hard.
Yeah.
So hard. And we get it. And that's the kind of the theme that we have yesterday. So all the working moms out there that do the shuttle and the shuffle, good for you. It's not easy.
No, it's not. Off.
All right, now, we were going to do this yesterday, we never got to it, but we need to talk about this DM drama we got from someone. She DM'd us at the MRL show. She says, do I need to put my friend in my wedding because I was in hers? Or I guess maybe it's not a friend, because if it was a friend, you'd go right away. I guess it's someone, and I feel strongly about this, because this happened to me.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's discuss. Coming up next. I remember I had a sash because I was the hall monitor in the basement.
You wore a sash, Loren.
Yeah, but mine was because I was a nerd. You were because you're beautiful.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Make sure you come hang with us. Loso Live tonight. We'll be out at Queen Park Social from 6 to 8. Listening to live music, having some drinks, hanging out.
Of course, schools are starting up. So, teachers, if you want a night on the town, that'd be a good opportunity for you.
It's an indoor-outdoor place. Plenty of room. I know the mask mandate kicked in last night.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's supposed to be nice tonight, too. We can sit outside.
Yeah.
Oh.
No?
Okay. Well,
if there's a chair and a table for Roy.
And yeah.
We'll bring a throne for the king.
I just get so worried about being outside. It's been so humid.
Yeah. Well, we'll play it by ear.
All right.
Okay. All I'm saying is that it's a nice big place where we can all hang together tonight. Queen Park Social, 6 to 8. Teachers and encouraged to come party with us. Loren, some DM drama?
Yep, we've got the DM drama. It's from Erica.
Mm.
And she writes, after 10 years of dating my girlfriend, she finally proposed. And I'm super excited to tie the knot. The problem is with my wedding party. About 8 years ago, I was a bridesmaid in my childhood friend's wedding. But after she got hitched, she moved away and we kind of lost touch. I mean, we're more than just Facebook friends, but it's not like we talk to each other all that often either. Well, when I called her to tell her that I was engaged, she made some comment about being a bridesmaid, which makes me think that she expects to be in my bridal party. At this point, I have friends that I'm closer to, and I wasn't planning on asking her to be part of my bridal party. So do I have to ask her to be in my bridal party? Is it just expected that I reciprocate it since that I was in hers? What should I do?
I lost a friendship over this.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This very thing.
I'm sitting there thinking about the logistics of it, and I'm like, if everyone just was only in everyone's bridal party because they were in a bridal party, then everybody would always be in a bridal party.
There'd be a rotation.
Just think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens a lot, though, Roy. I mean, I've been in a lot of my friends' bridal parties, and they've been in mine, you know. Mm-hmm. But see, for me, I didn't have to worry about the whole best man thing, and I know a lot of families do this. If they have brothers, the brothers are the best men for each other. Mm-hmm. So that takes that out. Mm-hmm. However, I had one friend who made me his best man. And we were friends. And I did his, and I was his best man. But the problem was like, I have a big group of friends. Like, I just went back to New Jersey a couple weeks ago and hung out with 8 of my really good friends that I've known since I was, you know, in 4th, 5th grade.
Yeah.
He wasn't friends with that group. It was kind of like he knew them. We all went to school together, but he was a different friend that I knew because geographically he was close to me. So because I was his best man, when I got married, I lived in California, Tucson, Arizona, Little Rock, and met my wife in Memphis. I had met so many other people that I became better friends with and that I was friends with currently. So when I didn't make a phone call, but when he found out I was getting married, mm-hmm. he was like, awesome, send me the details. I didn't even invite him to the wedding. It wasn't even like I didn't have him in the wedding party. The guy who I was his best man for at his wedding 10 years earlier, I didn't invite him to my wedding.
Well, that's what happens when you don't keep a friendship up.
And that's what I told him. And you know what? We haven't ever been the same since. No phone calls, no things like that. But he was always the one that initiated it anyway.
No, but he thought of you as more of a friend from the beginning
than I did.
Than you think of him. So, and I have some people like that they want to come and stay at my house when they come visit and everything. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's what's her name? Erica.
Erica.
Erica. It's hard, but it's the dead honest truth. If you don't want somebody at your wedding or you don't want them to be in your wedding party, then don't do it.
See, I think this is where Erica messed up. I think Erica, like, calling this person to tell them that you were engaged, that's where you kind of tied your shoelaces together.
I wouldn't have done that. I'm sure my friend found out through social media. But I'll tell you what, Erica, you do not need to make that person in your wedding party. And that other person who wants to be in your wedding party should be happy just to go to the wedding, considering I didn't even invite the guy to my wedding.
Right.
Would you guys like a wedding update for me?
No.
Is there an update?
We're done with that. You're not getting married.
So we can't. We've been. I'm not getting married ever. I'm going to be like George Clooney.
Yeah, it's Chris Stedman over here. We've been down this
road. Maybe. I don't know. But we keep, because we both agreed we wanted a small wedding and like rent out a cool beach house. That was going to be the wedding. Okay. Everybody come hang out by the beach. Very low key, maybe bring in an artist to perform or whatever. But this time, we started making the list, and it got up to like 50 people. And I'm like, that's not small.
Still, I mean, that is a smaller one.
Not for a house. No, it's not.
That's what we had. We had 50 people.
Making sure she doesn't get cut.
50's fine.
50 Lorraine, is perfect for us.
Yeah, you think you're one of the 50. See, I'm not even sure I'm one of the 50.
I was like, I was thinking in my head like 25, 30 max. Because I'm thinking about how many people's going to be in a house. The next thing we came up with the list, I'm like, 50?
Yeah, and then you got to play that game of cutting people.
And that was us, like, really scaling it back, like, massively.
Now it's going to be like a fantasy football draft. I'll give you Maney for your Aunt Nellie.
How many were yours and how many were his out of the 50? Was it 25 even?
No, he had a lot more than me because he was going to invite a lot more family. I'm like you in the sense that if we haven't spoken in forever and you're not part of my life, you ain't coming.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're part of my family.
Right.
Like, sorry, there's more people I'm closer with.
Right. That you'd rather have there on the big day.
Yeah. So you can watch the video later.
I mean, weddings aren't easy. No. When you make the wedding list, it's not easy. How big do you think you're going to have your bridal party be?
The whole party?
Yeah.
Of one.
Just one person?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I would be surprised if Roy had more than one person just on each side of the altar. Yeah, I think it'll be your sisters, right?
Yeah, I think Sterling was, we haven't officially invited them, so I hope they're not listening.
Okay. But
I think his sister and then my sister. Now, when I go do my bachelor party, I'm going to be whipping an inning with, like, you know, Loren.
Yeah. I got it all planned out, bro.
Oh, and I guess you.
Believe me, I'm coming. I don't need an invite to a bachelor party. I'm coming.
I can't wait.
That's funny. At my bachelor party, somebody who I didn't invite was there, and we had a blast. Like another friend of a friend told him to stop by.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, we'll do a quick break. When we come back, since we're talking about weddings, here's something we were going to talk about yesterday. We didn't get to it. Roy did a story on this and blogged about it at kiss95.1.com.
Right.
North Carolina has banned this type of wedding. And I'm like, yeah. Why hasn't this been banned?
We'll discuss coming up next.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, Manny, you were surprised to hear that North Carolina had something legal that shouldn't have been legal.
I thought this should have been outlawed a long time ago. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
It's a type of wedding?
Yeah.
It's not been officially put into law. It's being sent to the governor's desk. But Senate Bill 35 raises the legal age for marriage from 14 to 16 in an attempt to outlaw child marriage.
Hold on. You could legally get married at 14?
You could. You could be married at 14 if you were pregnant and you had approval from a judge. You could get married at 16 if you had parental approval.
Wow. I'd like to up the number to 30. You shouldn't be able to get married till you're 30.
Yeah, I mean, like at least 18, right?
I very least 18.
I feel like 21's a good round number.
I think 21's too young.
Okay, 21's literally an odd number.
Well, let me tell you why I say 21. And yes, it has to do with legally drinking. Because I feel like that opens a whole new world of things that you can go and do. Like, when you're young, you're in high school or college, or you just stay, like, with your friends in your town, that is very easy to, like, quote-unquote, like, fall in love with somebody and, like, maybe get comfortable in that scenario. But when you're 21 and now the great big world is open to you and you can go out with your friends and meet other people in a cocktail environment, it opens some more doors.
I see what you're saying. Also, at 21, as opposed to 14, when your marriage is in shambles, you could turn around and have a cocktail and ease the pain.
Right.
At 14, you got no options except, you know, have a coffee.
But, you know, my parents started dating, I guess, when they were 16 or something. They then, I think, married when they were 17.
Wow, had kids at 18. Young.
Had my sister at 18, had me at 21. They had two kids.
Yeah.
You know, really young. I mean, they grew up fast.
And that was your dad being smart. He knew he had a hot girl, so he wanted to keep her.
Lock her down.
Put a ring on it.
My mom got married really young and had kids really young, too. And I think that she would definitely, I don't think she regrets anything, but I definitely think she would admit that she missed out on some adolescent, like, behavior.
We can tell. She's living it out now. She's a bartender.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just absolutely shocked, man, when I found out that you could get married at 14, but there's a new law they're trying to have Cooper pass that says you got to be at least 16, a minimum of 16 to get married, mm-hmm. if you're pregnant.
Right. And
I'm like, man, I don't know.
How about this? It specified that those under the age of 18 cannot marry a person more than 4 years older, which means a 14-year-old could have married, like, a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
You changed so much from 14 to even 20.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Night and day difference. I mean, look at high schools. You start out in high school freshman, and then you look at a senior, all the growing that goes on there.
And you're still a baby compared to how you feel when you're 25, and then when you're 25 to like 30.
I got to high school, I'm like, these dudes have beers. Well, what? I'm just a little 14-year-old.
There's no way that kid's in high school.
My voice just got deep. These guys have beers.
And hair where there was no hair before. Go check out that article on the outlawing of 14-year-olds getting married at Kiss95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So Roy says that he talks in his sleep a lot.
Well, yeah. Well.
Well, okay. The moan yell.
It's like a yell. It's like, I go.
Well, I'm wondering, like, what's the craziest thing that somebody's heard someone else say in their sleep? Because there's a woman who shared her story on TikTok, but she says that her now ex clearly, so clear as day, said a woman's first and last name that not only did she write it down, but she went to Facebook to look her up, and she found the woman who is married with kids and then asked her about her boyfriend. She also asked the boyfriend. The boyfriend blew it off and said it was just a girl that he went to high school with. So she still wasn't convinced. So she messages the girl again. And the girl turns around and says, you need to mind your own business. You're just a crazy ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
And so obviously this girl's like, well, I'm not an ex-girlfriend at all.
Yeah, so, I'm a little more than that.
Yeah. After that, she got another message from a different woman saying, your boyfriend is in my inbox.
Oh, go get your man.
Mm-hmm. So at that point, she pulled the phone records and found a 45-minute conversation with someone she didn't know. She confronted her boyfriend about it. He still denied it, claiming that it was a mistake. And she didn't believe him, so she kicked him out. He gave her some sob story about not having anywhere to go. And she said, I don't really care. He wouldn't give the phone back that she paid for, so she reported it stolen.
So if he didn't talk in his sleep, she would have never known any of this.
Never.
Probably. Wow.
And the final nail, she had his car towed from her front yard.
Wow. All because you talked in the sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You know, my dad says that my mom has, like, angry dreams and talks in her sleep. Like, he'll be laying there and he'll just hear, I hate you. I hate you.
I will never.
He's like, jeez, Cindy.
Yeah, he's like, are you dreaming about me?
Your mom is like so even keeled too. Like, does she just have that snap point when she goes to sleep?
I guess.
I will never.
Oh, by the way, that's the wonderful actor Mel Gibson leaving a voicemail on that woman's phone years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Idiot.
Somehow everyone's forgotten and he still has a career.
Right. Yeah, fantastic actor. So here's what we need to hear from you. Like, what crazy thing did you hear someone say in their sleep?
704-570-9595.
My husband talks in his sleep about army missions, telling his soldiers what to do.
Whoa, that's interesting.
That's probably a little PTSD mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
I know Amanda woke me up the other day and said, you keep saying Nicole's name in your sleep.
Oh.
Whoa.
Weaver.
Go to the printer.
Send that email to our boss. 704-570-9595. What weird thing or crazy thing did you hear someone say in their sleep? We'll take your calls next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Talking about what you heard someone say in their sleep. A woman found out that her husband was cheating on her. in his sleep, and they're now divorced. 704 says, my husband randomly screams out numbers in his sleep. Maybe I should play the lottery.
Yeah, write that thing down.
14!
And then someone else says, my fiance tells me I laugh in my sleep all the time. Then another person says that my husband speaks numbers really fast in his sleep.
Oh,
maybe he wants to be an auctioneer. Can I get a 45? I got a 43.
Real quick, Shelby and Chester, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What happened while you were camping?
All right, so we went camping out in the middle of nowhere with a group of friends. We finally get to sleep, and next thing I know, before I get really asleep, my husband springs up out of the bed, completely asleep, and screams, "Spread out, or I'm going to hit you with a baseball bat."
Wow.
The people who was camping with you were like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, and my husband used to coach baseball, so obviously that's where it came from. But just lays back down, goes back to sleep. No big deal. All my friends are freaked out.
No big deal.
Yeah, spread out. He didn't even bring a bat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Thanks, Shelby.
Nothing to see here.
All right, 704-570-9595. These are good. Let's do another round of these. The craziest thing you heard someone say in their sleep. Call us.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So what is the craziest thing you heard someone say in their sleep?
90 texted in and said they're an OBGYN, and her husband tells her that in her sleep she tells them, breathe, push.
How to deliver a baby. Cut the cord.
Yeah. So funny.
He's like, I'm just trying to get some sleep here. All right. We got a lot of people on hold, Roy. Let's jump to a couple calls.
Let's talk with Ashley and Spencer. What did you hear?
I was sitting up in the bed watching TV. My husband was sleeping. And usually I'm the one that talks in my sleep. But all of a sudden I hear him say, "You keep yelling and I'm going to smack you." And what? I'm like, I'm just sitting here watching TV.
You know what? I'm going to move to the living room regardless.
Somebody wanted to hit somebody with a bat. Somebody wanted to smack someone.
Yeah.
Are you not supposed to wake somebody talking in their sleep up? Is that a thing?
I think maybe that is considered a form of sleepwalking, like if you're sleep talking. So I would say no, don't wake someone up.
Sterling wakes me up every time. He's like, shut up.
Thanks, Ashley. And the sleep talker has no recollection of them doing it.
Mm. I never even know what I'm dreaming whenever I'm doing it.
I think I dream 1,000 dreams. Like I think my brain's all over the place.
You're already all the place. And
when you're awake.
So. Let's talk with Alex. Hey,
Alex. Hi, yes. So my husband, like, at least once a week, wakes up and thinks that, or not wakes up, he sleep talks and thinks that somebody is in the house breaking in, or that there's, like, a huge spider on the ceiling. So he will, like, get up and, like, punch the air and have, like, knocked over lamps and everything, thinking that somebody's in the house or a spider.
Girl, you need to get your own bedroom.
I know.
Now, to his defense,
I'm just like, go to sleep. Like,
I've been in a deep sleep before, and my wife will tap me, and if she was here, she would say this is true. If she taps me, I wake up ready. I'm like, what?
You're about to swing on her?
Like, not on her. I'm just, like, surprised, and I'm like, yeah. Who is that?
Yeah.
You know?
Dads are like that.
Thanks,
I remember
Alex.
My dad was the same way.
We're protective of our lair.
Parents wake up violently every time.
Let's see, some text messages. I had an ex-boyfriend who would do the whole Wolf of Wall Street chest bump song in his sleep, but never remembered anything in the morning. Most bizarre thing ever.
Hey, why do you not? You've got to video that.
So it's an ex.
Oh, get back together just to video that and then break back up.
803 says, my husband gets so excited for hunting season. About 2 years ago, he was dead asleep and yells, "I'm going hunting. I'll be back at dark."
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Emily, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today. How do you normally do when you play in the car?
Usually get them all right in time with you.
All right. She's played before.
Oh, okay, perfect.
How'd you do last time you played?
I think we tied.
5-5?
Yes.
Well, it could be a tough battle. I hear the questions today are a doozy. Throw Lorenz out of the studio.
Lorenz, get out.
I'm going, Emily.
Headphones down. Lorenz walking out of the studio, and she is gone.
All right. You ready, Emily?
Yes.
We want to know the answer to this question. Jessica Alba got this actor to make his TikTok debut. He has his own docuseries on Netflix and even starred as Troy in High School Musical. What actor is that?
Zac Efron.
And the first set of the VMA performers were announced, which includes Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Nas X, Machine Gun Kelly, and Camila Cabello. What network hosts the VMAs?
MTV.
This female Jenner was in the Hamptons to promote her tequila brand when she got mistaken as a server and was offered a $100 tip. Which Jenner has a tequila brand?
Kylie.
Question four. Speaking of those Jenners, Kanye West takes his third Donda listening party to his home city where Lollapalooza is held. What city is that?
California.
Question five. Congrats are in order for Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson, who just had their first child just one day after Colin confirmed her pregnancy. He co-hosts a new segment on SNL with who?
No idea.
All right. Come on in, Loren. Loren looks surprised that we went so fast.
How do you think you did, Emily?
Terrible.
You named a state for a city, but other than that,
We know
we get nervous when we play.
How did she do?
She got two correct.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Manny did say they were hard today.
Here we go. Question one. Jessica Alba got this actor to make his TikTok debut. He has his own docuseries on Netflix and even starred as Troy in High School Musical. What actor are we talking about?
Zac Efron.
1-1.
The first set of VMA performers were announced, which includes Olivia Rodrigo, Lil Nas X, Machine Gun Kelly, and Camila Cabello. What network hosts those VMAs?
MTV.
2-2.
This female Jenner was in the Hamptons to promote her tequila brand when she got mistaken as a server and was offered a $100 tip. Which female Jenner has the tequila brand?
I think it's Kendall.
That would be correct. Unfortunately, Emily said Kylie. It's 3-2.
That was my second guess.
It was not Caitlyn, by the way. Kanye West takes his third Donda listening party to his home city, which also holds Lollapalooza. What city is that?
Chicago.
That's correct. Unfortunately, Emily said California. It's 4-2.
And congrats are in order for Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson, who had their first child just one day after Colin confirmed her pregnancy on socials. He co-hosts a news segment on SNL with whom? What's that guy's name? Three. Two.
No answer there. It's Michael Che. She had no idea. Emily did not know that one. Final score, 4-2. Loren, you have 78 wins. Just imagine. You missed one. You rarely miss one.
I know.
Someone could have beat you today.
I'm not really always up for SNL.
Rocky would have gotten Michael Che.
He probably would have. You're right. But Emily, it's you and I today, so you know what we want to hear.
It's okay. I'm Emily, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Emily.
Thanks.
Hey, so we are about to do War of the Roses, and we want to remind everyone that if you are heading into work, you can stream us on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you stream your radio shows or your podcast. I know a lot of times people say they get reach dead spots. Well, you can always stream us. Even your car has the streaming available. And if you're at home, you could use your Amazon Alexa.
Or Google Home or any smart speaker. Now, if you have Amazon Alexa, you have the built-in ability to be able to play Can't Beat Loren from home.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Erica's on the phone right now. You want to check up on your boyfriend, Jake, with War of the Roses?
Yeah. Okay, so a little while ago, my boyfriend and I, we don't live with each other, but we've got keys to each other's apartment, right? He was out of town, and I was hanging out with a friend who lives nearby where he lives, and we went out jogging, and got a little sweaty, and I thought, well, I'll go ahead and take a shower at his place. No biggie. But I noticed in the shower there was a long black hair, and I'm blonde.
Mm.
So that was super suspicious. And I talked to him about it, and he said it was his neighbor who I've met before. But, like, I don't feel comfortable with him letting
Right, and shower? Why would he let his neighbor into his apartment to shower?
Apparently her, like, her water was off or something. I don't know.
It doesn't, like, once one...
In an apartment complex,
right. Then they would all go
his
down,
water's
right?
off, her water would be off. I would think that, unless it's one side and the other, unless they're across from each other.
Who knows how it's set up,
but
though.
She's right. Loren's right, though. That's a little sus.
Okay, but let's... Okay, how about this, Erica, because I know that you really went in there to snoop around. What else did you find?
I didn't know. I mean, we have keys. We've been dating for a little while now. Like, I didn't need to snoop. But the weird thing was, like, instead of him responding, like, saying anything about the neighbor, like, he was more upset that I had gone into his apartment when he wasn't there, which I don't get, because, again, we have keys. He could go to my place. I don't care.
Because there was somebody in the apartment, yeah.
I bet so he was upset you went in. You just busted him.
Right.
All right, you didn't get a straight answer, Erica. Loren's going to offer him the romantic red roses. Roy's going to dial him up. We'll find out who he sends the roses to. If it's not to you, let us see how much information we get out of him in that audio message. And okay. And then we'll bust him, all right?
Okay.
All right, Roy, dial him up.
All right, down him up now. Here we go.
You sure you want to do this, Erica?
Yes.
Hi, I'm looking for Jake, please.
Speaking? Who's this?
Hi, Jake. My name is Katie. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. And one of your friends tagged you on our post. We are giving away $100 in beautiful free red romantic roses. And you are the winner. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great.
Awesome. So do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic roses to?
I do.
I will just need the name of that person first.
Yeah, her name's Alexis.
And I also have a card with a QR code on it that goes in these roses. So we're going to put the code in the flowers. They'll be able to scan the code and hear an audio message from you, which I can record from you as well. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, great. And 3, 2, 1.
You have no idea what this relationship means to me. I really like to take this thing to the next level.
Perfect. I'm sure she will be very excited to hear that. However, I think there's going to be someone who's a little miffed at that, too.
What do you mean?
Jake, who the hell is Alexis?
Erica?
Jake, yeah, that's Erica. You, she heard everything. You're on War of the Roses with the Mania War of the Rim Morning Show. It's where we bust cheaters. Thank you.
Uh-huh. So, Alexis, who's Alexis?
Is this about that thing breaking into my apartment?
I have a key. You have a key to my place.
It's not breaking in. And quit deflecting. You're deflecting. Who's Alexis?
Well, Alexis is a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Work it out.
Yeah, keep thinking. He's scrambling in his head so badly.
What sounds good in your head?
Listen, Erica, don't go into my apartment without me knowing.
What has anything to do with the fact that you want to send roses to some chick named Alexis?
You might as well come clean, dude. We gotta go, but you might as well just tell all of us, including your so-called girlfriend, Erica, who Alexis is and why she was in your shower.
I mean... Yeah, I'm busted. Alexis, I've been seeing Alexis for a little over, I don't know, three or four months now.
God. Oh, my God. Okay. You know this is a breakup, right? You know this. We're done. We're done, right? Okay.
All right. Well, bring my key back.
You can have it back, oh.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
We invite you to come out and hang out with the whole show tonight at Queen Park Social.
It's called Loso Live. They do it every Thursday where they bring out a band, and we're going to be out there having a lot of fun. Back to school for a lot of students, teachers. Maybe this is we want this to be a good last hurrah. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
We love you.
We got $5 wines for you.
So come on out tonight, Queen Park Social. In fact, I'm doing my normal, I typically, just on my personal, do the clear the list. I helped some teachers, and I'll buy a couple products.
Uh-huh.
So I'm already doing that.
Oh, you are?
Yep, bought some stuff for teachers today. So if you're a teacher, you can send me a link. I'll try to help you clear your list.
Okay.
Buy markers or whatever you need.
That's good.
Yeah.
My wife was having a hard time getting her back-to-school supplies for Dean.
My sister had a hard time getting back. We talked about that on the show when you weren't here.
Yeah.
It was weirdly specific this year.
What was Amanda having a hard time finding?
Only a couple things, because he had a lot left over from last year that we could use again this year from homeschool.
Yeah.
But I want to say, like, colored paper.
Okay.
I think
my sister ran into, like, you had to have a blue notebook, a red notebook, and a green notebook. And one notebook couldn't be much bigger than the other. They all had to be like the same thickness of books.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Well, I got green and blue. I need red. Where's red? I can't find red. But there's a red, but it's too big."
Yeah. We're actually going to play a fun game later with you guys. It's called Back to School Price is Right, where we got some prices on back to school items that we'll get into. And we also need to talk about the shortages that are happening around here. Like, didn't somebody off the air the other day say that there's a shortage of something, and we were all shocked by that?
There's a shortage of everything.
Yeah, like, what are you looking for that there's a shortage of? We'll get into that later on. But now we're talking about the War of the Roses that just went down between Erica and Jake. And again, you know this by now, and if you don't, maybe you're new to the show. War of the Roses is a way that we bust cheaters. Lorena offers the suspected cheater romantic roses or a romantic dinner, a weekend away. And if they don't send it to the person who's on the phone who thinks they're being cheated on, well, then obviously they're busted on War of the Roses.
Yeah.
And you can listen to hundreds of them wherever you listen to the podcast. Search the MRL show War of the Roses.
It is the number four most searched Apple podcast for War of the Roses.
Yes. Ding that twice.
So... So you should go listen to it. But our friend Erica found a long black hair in her man's shower.
How obvious is that to catch, Loren, from a woman's standpoint?
It's really obvious, because here's the thing. This is something that my husband complains about, especially with me. Like, I have to comb my hair in the shower, because otherwise all of my hair gets caught in the drain and I have to hear about it for the next week. So I actually comb my hair while it's wet so it doesn't go down the drain. But even still, there's always hair on the floor of the shower.
So we're asking you, how did you find out that your partner was cheating on you? Like, you used your forensic knowledge and busted him. Our friend Alex, who texts the show a lot, says,
I found my ex had a privacy screen on his phone. Dead giveaway. Wow. So if you're sitting beside him, you couldn't see what he was doing. And how stupid bold is he that if he's going to cheat, he's going to do it right beside you?
With a privacy screen.
So annoying. So dumb. 803 says, I found a belly button ring in my boyfriend's bed. It wasn't mine.
Ooh.
Come to find out, it was my roommate. My boyfriend was sleeping with my roommate.
Mm.
How about this one, Roy, from 704?
I found out that someone was cheating on me when he wrecked my car after going to see her when he was supposed to be taking my car to work.
Oh, what are you doing all the way over in this part of town when your work's on that part of town?
Yep.
Looking for Arby's.
704 said, I found a tube of lip gloss on the passenger seat floor of my husband's car.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think these women are doing this intentionally, leaving stuff behind?
Probably. You know, I trust no one.
704 says, I found a picture of him holding a baby. It turns out his boss's wife was pregnant with his baby, not her husband's. The baby looked just like my boyfriend.
That's messy all the way around.
Oh, my gosh.
Employer. I was, by the way, in deep on the Khloe Kardashian is O.J. Simpson's baby conspiracy. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I went down evidence, the rabbit hole a long time
evidence
ago.
Evidence is alarming.
She actually spoke out on that, I think, at one
point. She had a paternity test or fraternity test, whatever it is.
Man. Okay, let's talk with Aiden in Charlotte.
What's up, guys?
Hey, so what'd you find?
Good, good. Long story short, I was with my significant other. We were dating in high school way back. And she had a Jeep back then, a Jeep Cherokee, so the bag wasn't that big, I guess you can say. And when we were driving, I don't know why, but I remember looking in the back. I can't remember the exact reason why, but I saw a large footprint on her window, like kind of like, kind of like smeared on there. I didn't think nothing of it. And so then I looked in the, and then when I was looking on the other side, I saw a small handprint on the other side of the window. And so I was like, huh, okay, something's not right. So I started thinking about it, but I didn't think too much about it. I just kind of like asked her about it, and she kind of got shocked. And she was like, well, I don't know how that got there. You know,
did you say,
stuff.
Put your feet up against the window right now. I want to see if they match yours.
I know, right?
It's like
exactly.
Cinderella.
Thanks, Aiden. That's a weird way to bust somebody, but I feel like that was a War of the Roses theme that we had one time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There was footprints on the front window, if I remember right.
All right, let's talk to Neil and Matthews. Hey, Neil.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well. What did you find to make you realize that they were cheating?
I figured out how to use the drop-in button with the Amazon Echo.
I love that feature of the Echo.
Oh, my God.
You can say,
of course you know it, Lorraine.
Love it.
She got so excited.
What are you two up to?
But you can use it as an intercom. So you say her name. I don't want to make it go off for everybody. But drop into all devices. And then you can hear what's going on in the room. And you can actually speak to people what's going on in the room.
Neil, what made you what made you think that your partner was cheating on you to use that?
You just have a feeling sometimes, you know?
Things aren't the same.
It's off kilter, you know?
Okay, yeah. Then what'd you hear? Are you serious? That's what you heard?
I heard it all.
Oh, whoa. Come on.
So they're vocal. Okay.
How long did you listen for?
The whole time.
Really? Oh. See, I couldn't stop myself. I'd be like, what are you doing? Because you can talk back and forth in it. Oh, these people would be...
Maybe Neil got excited by the whole process. I don't know. Talking back to her.
Like, all right, you just all of a sudden you're like, hey, guy, you're doing...
It was surprising to hear what I did wrong and, you know, like, how they talked about me to the other person.
Oh, wow. All right, thanks, Neil. That sucks. Tickle her feet. Did you just hear something? No. Neil just, like, dropping in with random things, like... Okay.
I can see on your face.
Just do it. Just do it.
Pull her hair.
MRL! Hey! Listen to you every morning.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
MRL!
My daughter, by the way, speaking of deep voices... When she ribbits, you know, like a frog, when we say to her, Ruby, jump, she doesn't just jump. She jumps with a ribbit, but her ribbit is really deep. Like, she'll go, ribbit!
Oh.
And, like, jump. And we're like, you don't need to ribbit that hard. You could just do a ribbit.
Right.
You know, and then it got me thinking, too, and parents, you can jump in on this conversation and show Roy and Loren what we deal with. And Roy and Nicole, who don't have children, what we deal with. Loren, you know this. What are your kids saying right now? Like, Dean doesn't say, he's 8, and he doesn't say, what's popping? That's old. By the way, he's coming in tomorrow. He's so excited. He wants to come into the show one more time before he goes back to school on Monday.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So I passed it by the management. He's okay to come in as long as he's, you know, masked up and stays in here. So he's coming in, and he's going to say to you guys, not what's popping. He's going to go popping.
Oh.
That's his thing right now.
So Cash is a mixture of cool and amazing, and he says cool-mazing, which when Elena left and she had the song written for us, the song was called Cool Mazing.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Like, we will forever in our house say Cool Mazing now.
Wow. Elena really knocked it out of the park with that song. She got made for you guys.
And I told you the other thing, too, that's really annoying that my son does, and I tell him this, is we play FIFA soccer together on PlayStation, and he plays it like he's streaming onto everyone watching on YouTube.
He explains it all and like talks about it.
Talks about it, makes comments, talks crap to me. So like I'm
trash talking dad is the best.
But he does it in a way where he thinks he's got an audience.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there and I'm running my guy down the, you know, down the field, and I kick and I go over the top, and he goes, "Oh, my dad sucks." And I'm like, bro,
while you're sitting there,
who are you talking to? You can't just play PlayStation without thinking you're streaming it to thousands of people.
Everybody wants to be a performer.
He's an entertainer. It's in his blood. Look at you.
Yeah, but if you watch Twitch, man,
That's what they do.
And people are making good money streaming video games. We have a whole department here at Beasley Media Group dedicated to it.
No, we bought a team. Yeah. Beasley Media Group bought the Houston Rough Riders.
Or Rockets or something.
I think they're the Rough Riders.
Rough Riders.
I think so.
It's not a song.
And so we bought this team, and all they do is play games against. It's a video gaming team.
Yeah.
You know? But just shoot a text to us and let us know what your kids are saying. Like, what's their thing that they're hung up on right now?
704-570-9595. I went out to dinner in South End. There's this really cool, trendy area where there's like a mural and everybody goes there to take photos. And to the point, people line up to take a photo at this mural. And I could see some group of kids clearly were dropped off by parents. They're young. Mm-hmm. They're alone. And I just keep hearing, sheesh.
That's another one that Dean does.
Sheesh. And I'm just giggling, thinking it's, you know.
He does that, and he says sus. Totally sus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's from Among Us, the video game.
Totally sus. I don't think he's playing that. He plays Minecraft and Fortnite now.
Okay.
And he plays with his friends, Loren. They don't have to see each other now. They just sit in their homes across the street from each other and play. And Dean sits in his room, and he's this loud. Oh, Sam, go through that door. Go through the door. Luke, give me the gun back, Luke. Don't take. And I'm like, bro, quiet. He's on that loud of a level. It's crazy. 803 wants to know if Elena is still in the U.S.
No, she
is at the vet. All right, moving on.
Thank you, Brian.
We don't need to open up the tear box.
Thank you.
This is Carrie in Gastonia. Welcome to the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Okay, my son plays games, too, video games, and he's talking constantly. I just now realized that, yeah, he's trying to talk to his invisible audience.
Even when he plays alone, when my son Dean plays alone, he does it.
Yes.
I was grown up, when I played video games, it was taught to me to, like, be quiet and keep the TV low, you know?
let people focus.
Yeah, like didn't
not,
Grandpa
not,
used
not
to
these youngins.
Grandpa used to say it was better to be seen than heard.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, Grandpa, I'll be quiet.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carrie. And then the other thing, real quick, before we go to break, and then we're gonna play Back to School Prices Right, which is gonna be a lot of fun. Amanda and I were talking about Dean being a third grader and 8 years old, being on the PlayStation and playing these games. And he loves it. That's all he really wants to do right now is get on the games with his friends. It's his go-to. And she's like, back when we played, we didn't play for as long as Dean does. And I'm like, right. I don't know if that's true.
How long does Dean play for?
Like an hour. Like, we'll call him off. If we didn't call him off, he'd play for hours.
Okay. Yeah.
But we call him off. But now the graphics are so much better than than Nintendo and when you played Mario Kart. You know what I mean? Or Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. I could probably play, I think the max I've played in one setting was 3 hours. And I was like, oh my gosh, my butt hurts.
704 says, I have a 10-year-old that's obnoxiously stuck on the bruh and God forbid sayings. 828 says, my almost 4-year-old sings the TikTok chicken wing, chicken hot dog bologna song. But instead of homie, he says, honey.
Aww.
And then finally, another one says, bruh. And then my daughter's stuck on Good Grief, which I love.
Good Grief.
That's awesome.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, it's the Meeting World Radio Morning Show. Back to school. Prices Right.
I like when we played Prison Prices Right that one time, too, where you told us how much items in prison cost.
Right?
It was like cookies were 4 packs of cigarettes or something.
Well, now let's do Back to School Prices Right. I want to play with Mani Loren, who should do a good job at this because you both have kids. And then for a wild card, let's throw in Nicole.
All right.
You want to have a listener, too?
Sure. If someone wants to call in and play, they can jump on the phone. 704-570-9595. If you want to play the Back to School Price is Right, give us an example of what we have to bid on.
Uniball pens. It's a classic 0.7 millimeter fine point pen. It's a must-have, not only in the office, but in high school.
Is this a single pen?
This is a 12, pack of 12.
Good question. Thank you, contestant Loren.
Mm-hmm.
A pack of 12 pens.
The exclusive UniFlow rollerball ink system provides consistent smoothness and color intensity.
I will say $7, Bob.
I was going to say $7.95.
Both of you are wildly incorrect. Correct price is $18.36.
Wow.
$18.36? Good thing Dean's still using pencils.
Hold on.
Where are you shopping?
Whatever,
Restoration Hardware pens?
Whoever handed me this paper is where I'm shopping.
36 divided by 12. Okay, that's $1.50 a pen. All right.
That's maybe not bad.
I can get down with that, I guess.
Adam in Lincolnton wants to play. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Are you a parent?
Yes.
Do you like the Price is Right?
Yes.
Good. Welcome to the show.
Let's see how you do. All right, let's try a Barbie lunchbox. This stylish Barbie lunchbox is more than a lunchbox. It's a novelty lunch kit. Includes a thermos, superior quality closed cell polyethylene with foam insulation.
Do you want me to throw something out first? I'll say $12.
$12,
Adam.
I'm gonna say $10.99.
I think you're both really low. I'm gonna say $24.
Wow. All right, Nicole, do you want to play or no? You'll go.
I'm going to go $18.50.
The actual retail price is
$18.50.
Are you serious?
To the yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Nice, Nicole.
Okay.
I'm going to send you Barbies. I'm going to send Nicole back to school shopping for cash.
All right.
How about Elmer's glue? We'll do a 30-pack of Elmer's Disappearing Purple School Glue. It is washable. The Disappearing Purple formula helps kids see where the glue is. Dries clear, though, and applies smoothly.
How many?
Pack of 30.
Jeez.
Holy cow. What? All right, Brainiac. Nicole, what do you think? A pack of 30 Elmer glue.
Is this, sorry if you said it. Is this the big ones or the roll-ons?
Roll-on.
It's okay. A roll-on.
I'm going to go roll-on. I'm going to go $5.99.
No. Adam, she said $5.99. What do you say, Adam?
I'm going to say like 18.
It's a pack of 30.
I'm going to say $29.
For the roll-ons? I'm going to say
30 things? 30 glues?
I'm going to say $15, Bob.
Correct retail price? $6.97.
Oh, wow. I am so bad at this.
That's
game.
Nicole again. Right? Nicole said
$5.99.
Dude. All right. Let's give her one more, and Adam, Nicole, and Loren and I will play.
Let me try to stump you guys.
How can there be... I'm stuck on the pens versus the glue.
Supply and demand.
This is just like another version of Can't Beat Loren.
You can beat me here.
What about a pack of 24... Crayola pencils, colored pencils.
That's not too much. I'm going to say
$6. Yeah.
Even.
It's a pack of 24.
I'll say $4.99.
It has 12 assorted colors in each pack.
I think we're low, Loren, based on Bob's response here.
Hmm. I'm going to say $3.96.
Right, Adam with $3.96. Okay.
Did you guys say in the ones?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go for pencils 24. I'm going to go $2.50.
I just want to say it's a pack of 24 with 12 assorted colors in each pack.
We're all low.
Oh, it's 24 packs of 12 in each. Oh, we're all.
We're all low. Let's rebid.
Yeah. So you want to rebid?
Yeah, we're going to rebid. Yeah, okay. Rebidding.
24 packs. Okay.
I'll change mine from $6 to $16, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Loren?
I don't know. I'm going $19.99.
Now, these are pre-sharpened.
$19.99, says Nicole.
I'll go $25.
$25, says Loren. Adam?
I'm going to go with $24.
All of you are grossly under the amount. The correct retail price, $40.99. Wow.
I almost said 45 because I was doing the math on my calculator, and then I was like, no, that's way too high.
Thanks, Loren. We got a great parting gift for you because almost doesn't count on Price is Right. Adam, have a great day. Thanks for hanging and playing with us this morning, bud.
Yeah, thanks, y'all. Have a good one.
Adam's like, what else are you doing up in Lincolnton? I'm playing Price is Right with the MRL show. Hey, hold on to that because I know there was some more.
Yep.
We'll play more tomorrow or Monday, okay?
All right.
All right. And from Hollywood Studios, we say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
And you guys done an awesome show. I appreciate you guys for having the best morning show.
I love the show. I get up every morning. It's what I look forward to. Listen to you guys every day.
Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1.
And we want to say thank you for listening to us, and we can't say enough. There's multiple ways to listen to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. You can stream us on the Kiss 95.1 app, which we love so much. Plus, you can listen to us on Amazon Alexa at home or Google Home. It's really easy. You just say enable the Kiss 95.1 app, and then you hear Roy. In fact, here, I'll show you. I'll demonstrate.
Do it.
Okay, I'm doing it. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Alexa, enable the Kiss 95.1 app.
Okay, here's Kiss 95.1.
Hello, this is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
God. Thank you for listening to Kiss 95.1.
Hey, here's Alexa with three different options for you.
You were listening to Kiss 95.1 live stream. Would you like to...
We don't know why, but would you like to continue? Here's better shows for you. Anyway, so we want to remind you that you can listen to us in the car. You know, you can plug in your phone and stream us through your speakers in your car. There's different ways to do it. Stream us on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you listen to your streams. How about this COVID dating conundrum I had in my head yesterday? Let me work it out with you and Roy.
Okay.
You have a girlfriend.
Oh, this is already weird for me.
And you're messing around with someone on the side.
Okay.
Let me talk to my gay friend.
Uh-huh.
You're right. I shouldn't have made a gender. You have a partner.
Thank you.
And you're messing around with your partner with someone on the side.
Mm.
The person on the side that you're messing around with, you go to their house to watch some TV. Your girlfriend thinks you're at work. Your boyfriend thinks you're at work. And they start coughing. And then they tell you that they had COVID.
Okay.
But you went back to your partner's house after that night and acted like nothing was wrong. Shower, got in bed. Now, you're exposed to someone who has COVID, and the person who doesn't know you're having a little side piece is exposed to COVID. Do you tell that person then and do the right thing, or do you keep your secret a secret? You guys decide. I'll play some thinking music for you, and I want answers.
No, you say you were exposed at work.
I'm surprised that you get an answer, but I love it.
I mean, if you're not ready to come clean that you're cheating, then yeah, you come up with a lie.
So you don't think you would ever give up the fact that you're cheating?
This is not, we're not saying us personally.
No.
We're just saying in general, I would think that that person would come up with a lie.
If you're seeing two different people at the same time and one has COVID and they don't know about each other, do you tell the other person about COVID, about the exposure you had?
Okay, let's just say that we're casually dating. Multiple people.
You could do that too.
And you are with somebody who had COVID. I would probably, if I was single and I was like just dating, I would say like, hey, I've been exposed to COVID. And if they asked where, I'd probably say at work.
Right.
I would be so mad if somebody cheated on me and gave me COVID.
Me too.
As the outcome of that. That just burns even more. Like, it's already bad enough you cheated, but then you gave me COVID because of that idiot?
Insult to injury.
I'll take an STD, but don't give me COVID.
With COVID, it. You got to call like 80 people. It's so annoying.
It is annoying. All right, coming up after 9, baristas are fed up with your crazy orders. We'll explain.
What's up? This is Ariana Grande.
Hi, it's Harry Styles.
Hey, it's Taylor Swift.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
Roy's really good at this. I'm not so good at this.
Oh, gosh, what are you signing me up for?
Not good at this.
I like to say I'm bad at everything, so nobody asks for help.
You're pretty good at this.
Okay.
You should always wait at least 10 seconds before you respond during an intense conversation.
Oh, I do wait.
I'm terrible at this. I have such a sharp tongue, and I'm so reactive in a fight that I get myself into trouble.
I resigned in front of our boss once.
I think we've all resigned in front of our boss.
You're a little better, though. Like, you are like, all right, let's take our time and think this through. Whereas I'm like, well, then, you know, if that's the way it's going to be, I just quit. Like,
it takes quite a bit to get me to my boiling point. But I do, especially in a message, I will pre-write it, watch it, look at it, think about it. And then typically I change it.
According to Inc., and Jason Atten from Inc., a 10-second pause instantly freezes the cycle of tension during a discussion or argument. Instead of blurting out a response, pause, chill for a minute, refocus on the person you're talking with. This break in the heated chat also makes it at least appear to the other person that you're considering what the other person is saying, even if all you're really doing is counting and holding it so that you don't scream. All right, let's try. Let's see how long 10 seconds is. All right, you ready?
Okay. I hate you.
Well, I don't you know, I mean, this whole thing is ridiculous.
Just stop.
I'm only on 5.
Yeah, I would have.
I think I'm stupid
because
I just got to 5.
10 seconds is a long time.
Yeah, I do believe in taking pauses. I learned that from Oprah. If you want to command a conversation or be powerful in a conversation, the best way to do that is through pauses because people are holding on to what you say. They're waiting for every word.
This article goes on to say the 10-second rule is your friend. Counting 10 Mississippi could separate you from a breakup or getting fired at work.
But they're saying use that 10 seconds to think about what you're going to say, right?
No, they said use that 10 seconds just to pause.
To chill.
You need to take a moment before you say something that you can't take back. So think about what you want to say, but also the pause de-escalates the situation. And the person you're arguing with might also de-escalate.
You know, I was just talking about this with Sterling, my fiance, and I was saying how movies are so different than real life. And in the movies, people get into yelling matches.
And then just walk away.
And then just walk away. I don't ever really, it's been a handful of times where I get into a yelling altercation. Well, Loren's like looking like you should come to my house. You guys watch a little too much movies, I guess, over there.
I mean, most shows that I watch in movies, I agree. They're like, they yell,
they're
walk
so
out of the room, and then there's a close-up on the person who's just sitting in the room, especially in like soap operas.
Yeah, that's definitely a movie because I would follow you.
Yeah. Right?
Where do you think you're going? I'm not even talking to you.
Yep, not in the movies. In the movies, you just walk out of the room and the other person just sits there. 617, it says, it doesn't work when my fiance and I argue. Instead, she'll say, so you aren't going to say anything? Meanwhile, I'm just trying to think of what I'll say before I say something I regret.
Yeah.
So
smart.
your fiance won't let you take the 10-second pause.
Yeah.
Say something. You're just going to sit there silent.
Say something. Come on now, say something. I know you think about something to say. Say it.
There you go. There's your PSA from the MRL show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, what's going on in Hollywood, Loren?
So it is somebody in Hollywood, but it actually happened in the Hamptons. Kendall Jenner, she's got that tequila company, 818 Tequila. And she was in the Hamptons promoting it. Well, she at some point decided to jump back behind the bar and start serving people shots herself. And somebody mistaked her as a bartender and tried to give her a $100 tip. Now, obviously, Kendall did not need the cash. That tequila sold out across the United States. And it's attracted orders in 80 countries. So
Do you think her sister Courtney and Travis Barker were making out with each other while she was doing that?
Yes, probably. Yeah. They are very hands-on.
They really are. Somebody sent a message and said, I thought up of a name for Travis Barker and Courtney Kardashian because yesterday we were trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. 828 says Barkdashian.
Barkdashian?
Yes.
Not bad. It sounds like a dog's name or something, or like a bakery for a dog.
I can't remember what we said yesterday. Carbark?
Carbarker, I think, is what we said.
Carbarker.
Anyway, Scarlett Johansson, she just welcomed a baby boy. So congratulations to her. And Zac Efron is breaking TikTok. So Jessica Alba, she does a lot of stuff on TikTok. And she talked Zac Efron into doing his first. Well, they did a dance together and it has since gone viral. So if you want to see Zac Efron on TikTok, you can find him there now,
What are you going to do a TikTok dance, Ren?
I don't know. I'm not really into the TikTok dances. And to be honest with you, I'm afraid to click on any of them because, you know, TikTok, like, populates what you are clicking on.
And TikTok comes in hot.
You can't back up once you go down.
You can't quiet a TikTok video without turning down the volume on your phone.
Oh, yeah. That is true, too.
Watch. Let's see what comes on. I'm just going to open up my TikTok app. Are you ready?
He's hitting the button.
Sorry, one of my. I'm back, guys.
That's the first thing I hear.
That's level our girl 100 Alexis. On volume.
Hey, everyone.
So, no, I don't do the TikTok dance thing. My girlfriend Laura was just in town. She was like trying to get me to do one, and she couldn't even count the music. I was like counting it for her and teaching her the dance. She's like, "Do you want to do it with me?" I'm like, "No, I'm all set, but I'll teach you the dance." But anyway, if you want more celebrity gossip, you want to see Zac Efron and Jessica Alba dancing together, you can always head to kiss951.com.
Tonight is the night, is the night. We set it off at Queen Park Social.
Okay. Yeah, join us for Loso Live. It is tonight. We'll be there starting at 6 o'clock. You know, teachers, back to school's going on right now. I know a lot of the schools are back in. They're going to be going back in the next couple weeks. Why don't you join us? It's going to be a lot of fun. Loso Live. Maybe we'll buy you a drink or something.
Did you say maybe or meanie?
Maybe.
Oh. Meanie.
That's good. Meanie.
I heard
meanie will buy you a drink or something.
Meanie.
Of course I will. For sure. We want to see everybody out there. Somebody sent a text, 704, said Trashian is a good name for Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian.
Yeah.
Trashian. You guys are funny. You can stream the show anytime off the air after 10. Wherever you stream your podcast, you can listen to the replay and, of course, the rap party.
All right. Toodaloos.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.